Hi, and welcome back to Action Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book The Ultimate Question 2.0, written by Fred Riesheld. The summary is written by Jill Donahue. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. Quote, "It always seemed to me that success in business and in life should result from your impact on the people you touch." Comes from page one. If you want to impact people and increase sales simultaneously, and you suspect that being customer-driven is key to your success, then read on. In this summary, I share my three key takeaways from The Ultimate Question 2.0, and I also recommend you read the book, since there are many more lessons to be had. Let's start with the Net Promoter Score, for those of you who have not yet heard of it. If you've ever been asked, how likely would you recommend us, a product or service, on a scale of 1 to 10? Then you've been served by a company that has benefited from the wisdom of Fred Riesheld and Rob Markey. In 2003, these two gentlemen shared the Net Promoter Score, or NPS, as a new way to measure how well an organization treats its customers and how well it builds relationships that lead to loyalty. While I at first questioned why an entire book was required to explain one magical question, I was delighted to learn that the question is just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more we can learn. Riesheld and Markey share lessons from those who have gone before us and had tremendous success transforming their organizations based on the Net Promoter Score. Thousands of innovative companies, Apple, American Express, Alliance, Philips, GE, eBay, Facebook, Lego, and Southwest Airlines, to name a few, began using Net Promoter Scores to track loyalty, engagement, and enthusiasm of their customers. They liked how easy it was and how it focused everyone on one inspirational goal: to treat customers so well that they became promoters. Though the science is still young, users have evolved it such that it has become a management system, an entire way of doing business. The initials themselves, NPS, have come to mean Net Promoter System rather than just Net Promoter Score. This system of management helps executives focus the entire organization on turning customers into promoters. Customers who come back for more and bring their friends. Who doesn't want that? A great side effect from that outcome is that employees are energized because they feel proud of how they're treated their customers. The golden egg for this article, the one sure path to success, delight your customers. Quote, "The only way to grow is to treat customers so well they come back for more and tell their friends about us." Comes from Andy Taylor, the CEO of Enterprise, as quoted in The Ultimate Question 2.0 on page 36. These days, there is more emphasis than ever on customer centricity, and it's no wonder. The internet empowers customers to not only find all the information they need, but to share their experiences. They really are in charge. Additionally, good leaders understand that most talented employees want more than a job. They want to pursue a mission, a purpose that transcends profits and shareholders. Being customer-centered creates more meaning and satisfaction for the employees. Have you ever felt, however, that your organizational leaders talk out of both sides of their mouths? They claim they want to be customer-focused, yet the culture remains staunchly profit-centric, ruled by quarterly financial objectives and accounting metrics. Despite all the talk companies have had about being customer-focused and creating a purpose for their people, the vast majority haven't made much progress. Riesheld shows us with many examples of companies that have grasped the Net Promoter System are finding their way. Gem number one, we want to be customer-driven, but how? Quote, "If organizations take seriously the goal of turning customers into promoters, then they must take seriously the need to measure their success." Comes from page 123. Are you ready to be obsessed with your mission to be customer-driven? To enrich the lives of your customers? Here's a snapshot of the necessary steps to obtain measurement consistently. 1. Use the question, how likely would you be to recommend us or our product or service to your friend or colleague on a scale of 0 to 10? You can follow it up with, what is the primary reason for the score you just gave us? 2. Categorize the results. Scores of 9 or 10 are promoters. These people are suggesting that their lives have been enriched by their relationship with you or the company. They're loyal and may talk up the company to their colleagues. They represent good profits and sustainable growth. Scores of 7 or 8 are passives. These people are passively satisfied and not loyal. They wouldn't likely talk enthusiastically to others about you. They've not been delighted yet. And then finally, scores of 6 or less are detractors. These people are dissatisfied, disaffected, and even dismayed by how they're treated. they may speak badly of you and the company. This represents an opportunity to discover the problem, apologize, and then solve the problem. Step 3 is to close the loop. Shortly after the score is obtained, managers should engage passives and detractors in dialogue around their experience that would lead to the score. They could ask, "What is the most important improvement that would make you more likely to recommend us?" And finally, step 4, celebrate success and share best practice. Managers should share the promoter's comments with all to acknowledge great work and teach others through example. This stimulates the journey to customer centricity. Gem number 2, learn from those who have gone before us. 3 keys to success. Quote, becoming truly customer-centric and turning customers into promoters is a very long journey. It's as much about culture change as it is about organizational design and metric, says Guerino Del Luca, chairman of Logitech. Comes from page 224. We can benefit and learn from those who have walked before us. Reshell discovered that in virtually every successful application of the system, whenever NPS helped produce extraordinary improvements, the following 3 characteristics were prevalent. 1. Senior leadership teams, and specifically the CEO, made it a mission-critical priority. They embraced the improvement of customer loyalty through NPS. Why? They understood that being customer-driven was morally imperative and creates profits simultaneously. 2. They wove NPS into the fabric of daily and monthly priorities. NPS customer feedback was hardwired into key decision processes up and down the organization. And 3, companies organized the NPS initiative as a long journey of cultural change and growth rather than a short-term project. They understood that NPS had to touch every part of the organization for it to generate profitable, sustainable growth. Everyone wants to make a profit, and many want to leave a legacy. The real magic happens for those who realize it's reversed. Create a legacy of caring about customers and employees, a legacy of enriching the lives you touch, and the profits will follow. Once you accept this and want to achieve and measure it, learn everything you can about the Net Promoter System. It's not just a way of thinking, but a practical guide, a blueprint for long-term growth and success. It's truly indispensable. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were discussing the book, The Ultimate Question 2.0, written by Fred Reichsheld and Rob Markey. And the summary was written by Jill Donahue. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.